Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Plus, get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I wasn't even alive, yet callers have referenced this moment I'm about to bring up many times on WFAN.
Okay.
Supposedly, Billy Martin, the manager of the New York Yankees, picked the lineup out of a hat. That's the legendary story. Now, I want to be completely transparent. I'm very skeptical that this happened, because if you look at the lineup from April 21st, 1977...
You have it?
I do.
All right, let's hear it.
There are some changes that were made. Don't get me wrong. Like, Willie Randolph became the leadoff hitter that day. But overall, like, it wasn't that extremely different. But I'll give you the lineup real quick. Willie Randolph led off. Thurman Munson, who had been batting third, was batting second.
Yep.
Reggie Jackson, who was down in the order, started to bat third. And Craig Nettles, who was batting seventh, became the cleanup hitter. And Mickey Rivers, who was the leadoff hitter, became the fifth place hitter.
Huh.
So there were significant changes. But it wasn't completely out of whack, which is why I'm skeptical that Billy Martin ever truly pulled it out of a hat.
Right.
With that said...
Now I see the Tommy inspiration that you're alluding to. Even though Pete Alonso completely scoffed at this.
Hard no.
But here's the difference.
Hard no.
So for those that are not aware, last week Tommy had this novel idea he presented to us of, hey... Why don't you just repeat what the idea is real quick, like a little thumbnail sketch?
It created a very awkward situation in the Cadillac Club.
We smoothed it out, though. So we're going to take the Mets' four best hitters, Lindor, Soto, Alonso, Nimmo. Instead of batting them one through four, we're going to spread them out throughout the lineup. So one of the guys hits first, another guy hits fourth, another guy hits seventh, and another guy hits ninth, and we interchange that throughout the season.
So Pete Alonso obviously hated the idea, but here's the difference. If I'm telling my roster the way the great Billy Martin did and the way Carlos Mendoza would, guys, no offense to anything, I'm literally pulling it out of a hat. I believe in all you guys. You guys are all tremendous. And I'm so confident in you that no matter what the randomness of the hat says, I'm good with this lineup because I believe in you. Mm. Then no one could actually be offended by where they're hitting in the order.
Right.
And I think that's the difference between Tommy saying, hey, I am purposely selecting Francisco Lindor to bat seventh versus doing it randomly. So
you can't actually do it out of a hat.
I have a hat with me.
Because that would be completely giving up. I am lost as a manager. I have no idea what I'm doing. I am literally just going to leave it to Chance. And Chance is going to be a better manager than me. That's basically what
Tiki,
you do.
Tiki, did
do
Billy this. Martin win the World Series in 1977?
I don't know. Did he?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, he did.
I wouldn't set you up for no, he didn't. So if Billy Martin could do this on that faithful afternoon or evening in Toronto,
how many days did he do it? Just once?
Once they won the game, he stuck with it. That was the whole trick. Like,
he stuck with the lineup he picked?
He stuck supposedly with that lineup for a while. The Yankees ended up finishing the season 162 is their final record.
Sean, can you fact check that for me?
I'm gonna fact check it. As long as Evan apologizes to Tommy before he does this.
Go ahead.
You were the most anti besides Pete Alonso.
That's a great point.
And by the way,
everybody else in here said, that's not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea. And I understand
you. Oh, I hate the idea. I stand by that.
Okay. You're laying out why this is different, but let's be honest, Evan. After a weekend in Pittsburgh and sitting on Tommy's idea, you thought to yourself, it's not the worst thing, but how can I make this a little more palatable where it doesn't sound as ridiculous?
By the way, that's exactly what Tommy said was going to happen, too. It's exactly what
I cannot accept that this is Tommy's idea. This is Billy Martin's idea.
You are co-opting and somewhat remolding Tommy's idea.
No, I'm not.
This is exactly what Tommy said would happen. Exactly.
First of all,
you don't believe in it now, Tommy. Watch. Or Evan, over the weekend, the Mets are going to suck. You're going to go in and you're going to do your Rico. You're going to be pissed off about it. You're going to come back and think about it. And know what? You're going to buy in.
That's exactly what's happening, Tommy.
You really are a generational talent. You're Nostradamus over there.
I still hate Tommy's idea.
You're doing it.
I'm using Billy Martin's idea.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
It's going to turn out to be just like Tommy's
idea. Well, that may be the case. Like, I'm open-minded to whatever we pull out of this hat could turn out to be very similar to Tommy's idea, but there's a difference, I think, between the randomness of what Billy supposedly did on that fateful day and Tommy saying, I want to purposely hit really good hitters towards the bottom of the order.
All right, let's see
it. Well, he's got the hat lined up, and it is a New York Rangers Broadway hat, which kind of ominous because the teams feel a lot alike right now. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing.
So should I change the hat that we pull this out of?
Well, I would say pull out a Mets hat, but then again, Evan, you don't believe in wearing it in the game, so there's probably none laying around.
I got a great idea. We are on WFAN. I'm going to take this WFAN football helmet.
Wow, beautiful.
That has, you know, plenty of space in it.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to dump all the names. Let me make sure they all go in here. I'm going to dump all of it in the WFAN helmet.
Let me have that Rangers hat.
Let me make sure Broadway there's nothing hat. Left in there.
Nothing in the Rangers Broadway hat. This and is so going now, in a can. Sorry, Sean.
It is what it is.
So now I have a WFAN helmet, and I will randomly pull the lineup Billy Martin style, even though you think it's really Tommy's idea.
Let's go. This is the supposed lineup. If Carlos Mendoza is listening to our show, Evan and Tiki.
I don't want to look. I want this Monday to be completely random.
Batting leadoff.
Leading off for the New York Mets will be... Holy crap. Juan Soto!
There it is. There it is.
Can you write this down, please?
I am writing it down.
So far, I love this idea. I wanted Soto to lead off.
I know you did. So now maybe it'll happen in your imaginary world that we're creating. Soto leading off.
We have a problem. There's holes in this hat, so the names are falling through the
cracks. Jeez.
The whole thing's been compromised.
The best laid plan.
I need to do it in the Broadway hat. There's too many holes in here for me to shake it up. I apologize.
Soto stays at leadoff, though.
Soto stays at leadoff. That was a legitimate pull.
Holes in the lineup plan. Ironic.
Well, whose idea was it to put it in this stupid football helmet?
It was yours, by the way.
Terrible idea. Hopefully this idea is better. All right, we've got the leadoff hitter.
Leadoff. Batting number two.
All right. Batting second for the New York Mets, according to the Billy Martin, Tommy Lugauer-inspired lineup idea is... The catcher, Luis Torrens. We're off to a flying start.
I mean, this is right in line with what Lugie said.
Batting third, this is very important, for the newly crafted Mets lineup is Mark Vientos.
Okay.
All right.
I don't hate it.
Yeah, I do.
Why?
Because right now it's mirroring Toppy's idea.
Exactly. Now this should be Lindor. Or Alonso.
Batting cleanup for this newly printed New York Met lineup is Jeff McNeil.
No, that's not bad.
Oh, Pete's going to be pissed.
Hard no.
Batting fifth in this newly crafted out-of-a-hat Met lineup is Ronnie Mauricio.
Oh, my God.
Batting sixth in this newly crafted random out-of-a-hat Mets lineup is Brandon Nimmo.
Mm.
All right. What are we up to, seventh?
We are getting ready to get on seventh.
Seventh with no Lindor, no Alonso yet.
I know.
This is a problem.
But this should be Lindor or Alonso.
Batting seventh is Brett Beatty.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
I'll tell you this. The three best hitters are going to be batting in a row.
That's right.
Batting eighth in this newly crafted lineup is Pete Alonso.
Mm-hmm. Hard no.
And batting ninth, Francisco Lindor. So, ladies and gentlemen, if we want to honor the great Billy Martin and the great Tommy Lugauer, I'm going to put the Broadway hat on now.
Mm.
That would be your lineup. Can you read it aloud to the people now, please?
So, batting first, Juan Soto, followed by Luis Torrens, Mark DeVientos, Jeff McNeil, Ronnie Mauricio, batting fifth, Brandon Nimmo, sixth, Brett Beatty, seventh, Pete Alonso, eighth, and Francisco Lindor pulling in number nine.
So it didn't work out, Tommy, like your idea. It's actually very different.
I mean, but all you would really need to do is flip, put Alonso at six and then move everybody down. And that would be exactly Tommy's idea.
No, but it's the three best hitters batting back to back to back, which I love.
Isn't that what you
want? You do. You just don't want it 8, 9, and 1.
Well, look, here's what happens. Juan Soto comes up, the first pitch of the game, whatever. He's swinging because he's good, and he can swing on the first pitch of the game. And hits a home run. So it's 1-0 immediately. Then who cares what happens with Torrens? Vientos might get lucky running one here or there. McNeil's going to get a base hit. Mauricio, it actually could work.
You like this lineup?
As long as Soto does what he's supposed to do and either scores or puts himself in scoring position right away.
Well, I told Anthony Gallo, our great digital guy, that he should post this lineup and see Met fans' reactions to the new out-of-the-hat lineup. And you know what this exercise proved? Hmm. It proved that Billy Martin, and I hate to pick on Billy, he's dead right now.
Right.
Billy Martin was a liar because that's what a random lineup pulled from a hat looks like. Hmm. Not Reggie Jackson batting third
and
Thurman Munson batting second.
But you know what's crazy?
What?
You could throw this lineup out there, and I'd be like, hey, might as well.
Why not?
Might be better than what you're getting. 4 runs in 3 days against the Pirates.
Well, remember what I told you before this series began? I said when a team is struggling, as fans on sports talk radio, as fans on social media, as fans at the bar, we always love to play without ever realizing we're playing it, bad team bingo. And when you play bad team bingo, you ask for a bunch of random things when your team is struggling.
Yes.
Like one of the things is, hey, the manager should yell and scream and get ejected. Check. Mm-hmm. Mendy did that over the weekend.
Right.
Another thing that one should do is pitch up and in tight to a guy that you really don't like. They did that to Ronald Acuna Jr. a few days ago. Another option is have a team meeting. The Mets tried that on Saturday. They had a team meeting. How'd that go?
Right.
Another option is change the lineup. So Mendy hasn't really done that during this losing streak.
Nope.
And hopefully if he's listening on his off day, and I think he is, he'll be inspired by the Billy Martin in the hat idea. Now, he can pull it out of the hat himself.
I would have him do it himself.
Yeah, in front of the players.
In front of the players as opposed to taking our word for it.
Can you imagine Pete Alonso's reaction?
Hard no.
He's pulled ninth in the Mendy, batting order.
What the hell are you doing? How he could do it, though? He could get away with it by saying, all right, guys, this is just for a game. It's just one game.
One game, yes.
It's just a novelty. Let's just we got to try something. Let's just try it. And they all buy in. Like, oh yeah, let's go, Skip. Yeah, awesome, fantastic. And then they do it. And then they blow out whoever they're playing. And all of a sudden, it can become a thing.
The other reason
it could be a slump buster.
It could be a big slump buster. The other thing you could do is you got to fix it, like the frozen envelope. Mm. So if you're Carlos Mendoza, you concoct a weird enough lineup that sounds like it was pulled out of a hat. But it also doesn't offend the senses. So, for example, his lineup would be Pete Alonso leading off.
Yes.
Because Pete would love it. Alonso 1, Lindor 2, Soto 3. Like, accidentally, they're in the front three, and then you screw around with the rest of the order. Right. Oh, look, Luis Torrens is batting fifth. Isn't that crazy?